Welcome to Power Play, a day when embattled Finance Minister Bill Morneau sold his shares in his former company and put all his assets into a blind trust. Coming up, Bill Morneau will join us to talk about the damage control on his personal finances and reversing some of the criticized tax policies for small business. And it's not maybe not the best day for a liberal second anniversary celebration, but we will have a prestigious trio of political operatives to size up the good, the bad, and the ugly of Justin Trudeau's government at age two. And health ministers will face a new report which predicts healthcare funding is headed for a major crunch. We will discuss that and the face covering bill with Quebec's health minister. But first, the finance minister's rendezvous with opposition attacks over his ethical lapses, such as they are, came to a head today when Bill Morneau announced he would place his company shares or sell his company shares and open up a blind trust for the rest of his assets. The opposition MPs, nope, they weren't impressed.
He hid from Canadians his millions of dollars in Morneau Chappelle shares in a numbered company in Alberta, despite wrongly telling others it was in a blind trust, until he got caught, and now he's selling them. Why does he expect us to blindly trust that he is not hiding other conflicts of interest in his eight additional numbered companies that he has across the country?
For 2 years, the finance minister told the media that he was putting his shares in a blind trust. He told the same thing to his old company. Canadians and even fellow Liberal MPs lived this lie. And his response, 2 years later, I guess, after making millions, now it's time to do the right thing. Talk about Liberal entitlement. These guys really know how to celebrate an anniversary.
All right, Bill Morneau joins me in the studio. Mr. Morneau, the Prime Minister, when he gave you your mandate letter, he said you have to go beyond the letter of the law to make sure that your private interests are not in a conflict of interest. And that, to me, it says the spirit of the law. And the spirit of the law would suggest that when you have these shares connected to a business and you're the finance minister, that you would have automatically thought to put those in a blind trust. Why didn't you?
Well, it's a good question, Don, and the best way to answer it is to say that I did exactly what the Ethics Commissioner recommended that
That's
I would do.
That's the letter of the law.
Well, not really. So let's just think about the way our system works. I have this great privilege to be finance minister, mm-hmm. and it's a huge opportunity to have an impact on this
right.
country. So I want to make absolutely certain that I don't have a conflict of interest. That's living up to the highest standards that the Prime Minister has asked me to live up to. So how do we do it in our system? I went to the Ethics Commissioner, I presented to her all of my assets and sought her advice on how I could best immunize myself from any conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. And she gave me her advice and said, this is how I think the best way for you to make sure you don't have conflicts of interest.
She said it's not necessary. She didn't say you shouldn't do it.
Dawn, actually, you're not correct. I passed out the letter today to journalists. She actually told me the best way not to have conflicts of interests is to have a conflict of interest screen. That was her advice mm-hmm. to me. So ponder what I therefore had to do. I had to take a look at her advice and think mm-hmm. about, so what should I do going forward? She's given me advice on this is the best way to move forward. So I could not do what she suggested, or I could take her advice, which I considered and said, you know, that's the best way for it to. And by the way, that advice was not only her advice, but also my willingness to respect the officers of Parliament, because she's the Ethics Commissioner. Mm-hmm. So me following the rules, respecting the Ethics Commissioner, led me to conclude that I should move forward. And that's exactly what I did. And that conflict of interest screen has now been in place for a year and a half. And, you know, it's been working.
But do you acknowledge in hindsight that you should have done it? Should you have done 2 years ago what you did today?
No, I don't.
No?
What I think is really important is that we have a system that gives us the confidence that we need to have that people like me are doing their work for the good of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've demonstrated during our course of time that we're working on things that are making a real difference for Canadians. Mm-hmm. And so the reason today, the reason I decided, and I talked to the Ethics Commissioner about this, and I said, I know you didn't recommend this. I know this wasn't what you said the best approach. The reason I decided to add on a blind trust and decide to go even further and say, I want to work with you to divest mm-hmm. mine and my family's assets, shareholdings in Morneau Chappelle, is because I didn't want anyone to have any grounds to have any question for this office. And so that was my conclusion. I think it's the right one.
Was the Prime Minister aware you hadn't done a blind trust at any time before this week?
As you probably know, the Prime Minister sets the standard for
us. Right, he did. He went in a blind trust.
I don't mean that. What I mean is the prime minister sets the ethical standard for a government. He's asked us all to live up to the highest standards of integrity. So the way we do that in our system is not by working with the prime minister, because we have an officer of parliament that does that. So what he expected and what I did was work with the ethics commissioner. But that's, again, I think, let me ask you a question, Don. If the ethics commissioner had said to me, here's what I think you should do, the best approach, and I had done something different, what conversation do you think we might have been having today?
I got to ask you, though. You know, you had a bill, like, say, Bill C-27, that talks about pension changes that clearly would benefit Morneau Chappell. Is that one of the issues that you had the screen around, that you weren't given briefings in cabinet on, or were you well aware of that bill, its contents and its effect, even though you had shares in that company?
I have to step back to answer the question. So that bill, like all the other work we're doing, it's really about how do we improve Canada? How do we make sure that we have a better situation going forward? That one was specifically in the pension area. How do we make sure there's more options going forward? So this is about us working together to think about big public policy issues. That's why I got into office. And with respect to screens, the way a conflict of interest screen works is that if there's some sort of conflict, you're actually tapped on the shoulder and taken out of the room.
Right, and you were on two occasions, right?
Well, at least two. I think there's been more than that. I think there's actually some meetings where I wasn't present that I would have been.
Right.
But the point is that I can't know what it was that I don't
know.
Oh,
I see. Okay.
So I can't even answer
your
question.
But you were in on discussions about C-27 because that has your name on it, and I'm curious. So when it was introduced, shares prices in Morneau Chappell went up 5% in 5 days. So clearly it was good for the company.
Well, I have, first of all, absolute interest in doing things that are going to improve the overall state of families in Canada. That's part of a policy that we have. I don't know if what you just said is correct, and I certainly don't have any way to interpret what, in fact, impacts the shares of a company that I'm actually not affiliated with anymore.
Okay.
So the key point here is I got into the office because I thought that there's an important job to be done to make sure that, you know, the opportunities for the next generation are as good as they were for me. And that means doing some things that are going to help our economy over the long run. This is one of many things. If you think about pensions, the biggest thing that I've been involved with has been the enhancement of the Canada Pension Plan.
Right.
And that's going to impact Canadians across the country. And that's in line with the kind of expertise I brought to the table in order to make a difference. And I know that my kids and your kids, maybe your grandkids, will have a better retirement because of the work we did on that.
I want to make sure I understand that you don't feel you did anything wrong on this, and you're doing what you did today because it was a distraction, is how you put it. How can you not sit back and look at this and say it certainly is a perceived conflict of interest, if nothing else?
Donna, I can't parse those words. What I can tell you is that we have a structure that's worked for finance ministers before me. We have one that's worked for 337 other members of parliament. That's working with the ethics commissioner. I did that. I took her advice. That's what we should expect people to do. I've just decided that in my specific situation, because of this distraction, I would rather take an action that's above and beyond what was advised for me to do. And to the extent that it impacts me negatively, that's really, from my perspective, not the issue.
Right.
The issue is I can get at the things that I came here to do, and that's what I want to do.
Last question, if I could. Do you believe that this has tarnished your reputation and maybe made you a liability to the government at all?
I guess in this kind of job, you have to look at, you know, what are the things that you're trying to achieve and how are we doing against that? So I look at it and I think about big picture. So here we are 2 years in. Our economy is doing better than it's done in a decade. We have 400,000 new jobs this year. This is what Canadians are thinking about. I look at the other things. I look at the Canada Pension Plan enhancement. I look at smaller things that you don't see as much, like a business growth fund that's going to help entrepreneurs to be successful. So my answer is that I'm really lucky to work together with a team of people to get things done. I think that I'm bringing a lot to the table in order to help that team to be successful.
I'm out of time. I'd like to talk about a fiscal update, but I guess that's next week's story.
Tuesday. I can't tell you anything today.
You're going to eliminate the deficit, right?
You'll have to wait and see.
Bill Morneau, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate
this. Okay, thank you.
All right, coming up, our MPs will react to all this right after these messages. Please stay with us. Welcome back. Well, in the aftermath of the finance minister's change of heart on his investments, let's call in the MPs for their take on it all. Ruby Sahota is a Liberal MP from Brampton, Shannon Stubbs, Conservative MP from Alberta, and Scott Duvall, NDP from where in Ontario?
Hamilton Mountain.
Hamilton, great little part of the world. All right, thank you all for coming. All right, Shannon. Bill Morneau says he's eliminated all these perceived conflicts. He's corrected all the tax problems. He's in the clear, right?
No, not even close. I think the first thing I would say is, why did it take 2 years for him to do what he should have done in the first place? And also what he said he would do. He told Morneau Chappelle he would do that in 2015. And this is a very serious issue, and it's deeply concerning. He has been serving as finance minister, where he dictates legislation and tax policy and rules that can potentially be benefiting him and his personal company. And, you know, the prime minister himself directed these ministers to not just meet the letter of the law, but also to go above and beyond in the best interests of honesty and integrity and transparency. And that hasn't been done, and it shouldn't have taken him 2 years to do the right thing.
Is that the issue, Scott? That it just took him too long to do the right thing?
Absolutely. We were all surprised to hear that all his assets and NS shares were not put into a blind trust.
Probably like Justin Trudeau probably was too.
Well, I think even the Liberals were kind of surprised and shocked in this. But I can tell you this, Don, that I have a lot of residents, not only in the Hamilton area, but across the country. They're very, very upset, especially with some of the stuff that's happening with our pensions, with the Sears case right now, and the Bill C-27, where he is going to be able to make a fortune off the backs of retirees. And it's just not right.
Hmm. Ruby,
Well, you've heard from the finance minister that he's already looking into divesting all his interest in Morneau Chappelle, so that won't be a concern. But what you've also heard is that he did take the advice of the ethics commissioner, and that is what is required at the time to work with the ethics commissioner, and he's made available the letter. He's even said that perhaps naively he didn't do what more he should have done at the time, but he understands that now, and he did what he had to do and what was asked of him. But now he's taking it a step further, and he is divesting, and he will be putting all his other assets in a blind trust. So
he doesn't sound very sorry, though. He sounds like, oh, this is a distraction, therefore I got to get it out of the way. He doesn't sound like he made a mistake, in his view.
Well, he has done a great job on this portfolio, and that is why Canadians put him here. Mm-hmm. And he's grown the economy in the last decade. I know you may not want to hear these things, but he's improved the financial situation of our country, and that's because he brings great expertise to the table. That's why he's finance minister. So, I mean, he is taking the correct step now and making sure that Canadians have the confidence in him. But the job he's done, I think, provides a lot of confidence in Canadians, and it definitely does in the Liberal caucus
as
well.
What's got to go next year, Shannon?
Well, the issue is Canadians didn't put him in the position of finance minister. The prime minister did. And the prime minister also told him to go above and beyond the letter of the law.
Right.
And that's how they were going to run their government, to be transparent and honest. And the fact remains that he has